You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, where we every single day ask you to help us change the world around us. And this week, this month, these days, we are asking you to help us by contributing to the Bowery Mission so that they can supply meals to those who have nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving Day. I think if you compare your own life with what you will plan on doing on that day, I think that you will find a few things in common. All of us listening right now probably have these things in common. We'll probably be with people that we know and love. They may be family. They may be friends. They may be people that are from our church or from our local area that on some level we feel an affinity with. And in the process, there will be some good food that's put on the table. And that might include some turkey or some mashed potatoes or some pumpkin pie. It will certainly be a day in which we should be directing our hearts to be thankful for the many things that we have to be thankful for in this life. And as I said, for those of us listening right now, there's going to be a lot of similarities and a lot of commonalities in the experiences that we all share. But for the people that will come to the Bowery Mission that day, if the Bowery was not there for them, it would be an entirely different world. There would be no warm plate of food with turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. There would be no one there to care about them and no one there to take them and talk with them and get to know them. And that's why we have asked you to consider sponsoring 100 meals for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you may be thinking, Kev, I can't imagine supplying 100 meals. Well, if you know they're only $1.59 per meal and that $1.59 will supply that huge, enormous plate of food and perhaps life-giving change to the person's life, suddenly becomes very affordable. In fact, I did some research a couple of years ago, and I found out if you order a Thanksgiving Day dinner for like 10 people for your family, you're spending about $150. Well, for $160, you can supply Thanksgiving Day dinner for an additional 100 people at the Bowery Mission that will be coming through. They're $1.59 each. $160 would supply 100 meals, and we need at least 70 of you that will do that. Table to table, will you match your table to someone that you don't even know and say, yeah, our table's going to supply 100 meals this Thanksgiving? Well, that's why we're here. And here's the phone number where you can call and give your gift to make that happen. It's 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. You can also go online to WMCA.com and just click the Bowery banner at the top of the page. Joining us right now is a lady by the name of Denise McFoy, and I'm curious how you would summarize what brought you to the Bowery the first time.
If you had asked me that a few years ago, I would have given you the same testimony that I've been giving for years. In regards with me living with my brother in my brother's apartment with my daughter and my grandson in a one-bedroom. And things were horrible, got horrible between me and my daughter. And I ended up at the Bowery. But in retrospect, I would say all of this was organized by God.
That is a great testimony. What was your experience like when you first got there? What struck you about the place?
It didn't seem real because walking into that beautiful red door, I was scared. I was really terrified. I've never been in the position where I had to reach out outside of my family for help because I'm the baby of 17 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So I and I have a ginormous family. So for me to reach outside of my family to receive help, and I walk into that door, it didn't seem real because everyone from the time I walked in the door was, they were loving, they were supportive, they were comforting. Anything, everything that I needed to feel safe when I walk in that door, I received it, but it wasn't real. I thought it was a catch. This cannot be real. There can't be something like that to out there without wanting something from me. But I was wrong. They were so genuine. They were so loving. They were so supportive. I'll never, ever forget, and never, ever, ever forget the Bowery.
The Bowery provides individualized plans for each person that comes through the program. How do you think your plan focused you and helped you on your individual areas of need?
When I got there, the first time I got, the day I got there, the intake, they sat with me and got to know me and asked me questions, personal questions. And everything was geared, the plan was geared towards my personal need, because when, not realizing when I got there, there were different types of people who had different types of situation, which some was alcohol, some was drugs. Mine were emotional. I was dealing with a lot of trauma. What I didn't deal with, I wouldn't say dealing with, I had a lot of trauma that I didn't deal with. And they were there to help me face and walk through the trauma that I had suppressed and didn't want to deal with. Then they had educational program, job search program, a job readiness program.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you, whatever it is that you need, if you needed to get your GED, anything, whatever it is that you need, they work with you individually. So they did all of that for me.
What was the most challenging part of your life being transformed while it was at the Bowery Mission?
It was hard in the sense of me being in my 40s at the time and had to give up my freedom to go and come as I please, to do as I please.
And that was a positive for you to understand, and then
oh,
to be kind of under that discipline. It was a life-changing thing.
Exactly, because for me, I needed that. I needed that structure. I needed order, and I needed to, I would say, balance my life, because it was, my life was all over the place. There was no structure, so I needed that.
Why is the Bowery Mission and the time that you spent there important to your own story, your own personal testimony?
Well, it gives me a chance to see that we all have a testimony, and I think our testimony is not for us. It's to help.
Right.
Others, because I've heard other people's stories and journey, and it encouraged me. So I think our testimonies is not for ourselves, it's to help someone else. And I think my personal testimony has helped, and because I've been sharing my stories, I've always shared. My life has always been an open book, and I've been able to share my stories with some of the young people at my job.
Do you think you would have ever gotten to the place where you are if Bowery Mission hadn't been part of it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like I said, I think God orchestrated this because he knew I needed to be at the Bowery to get the help and the healing that I need. And
how are things now, looking back all these years later?
Things are not perfect, because life happens to all of us, and life happens, and it will keep happening. But I think being at the Bowery and being able to deal with my different traumas and situations prepared me for all the things that life will bring and will continue to bring. Mm-hmm. I can face them and not be overtaken by them.
People are listening, and they're listening to your life, and they're hearing the impact that Bowery had in your life and for hundreds of others that we've tried to highlight over the years, but they're considering whether or not they're going to give 100 of those 7,000 meals that they need to serve on Thanksgiving Day. Why would you encourage our listeners to dig in their pocket and come up with the money to help supply meals for people that don't have them on that day?
I would say to the people listening, giving to the Bowery, you are changing lives, because the Bowery does things in such excellent way with what you give them to make each client feel like they're loved and that they're, that we are needed in this world. And it just motivates us to, and it encourages us the way the love and the nurturing that these meals, they're prepared. It's amazing. It's like mind blowing just being there, because it's they do it with such love and such excellence to make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you choose to give, you're changing lives, you're changing minds, you're changing hearts, because being there, I was able to see God's love towards me and towards his people. Because God is using you and your generosity to bless and encourage others that need to be encouraged.
So Denise McFoy, these are great words, and you have a great story, and I'm so grateful that you spent time to tell us about it today. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that God's doing in you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're more than welcome.
Friends, here's what I need you to do. I need you to help play a role in the next Denise's story. We don't know who's going to come through the doors, but 646-362-3127 will change a life. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Call right now.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. The best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEMISSION.
Hey, this is DJ Super Save with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code VIEW and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code VIEW to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code VIEW to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code VIEW.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month. For less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, asking you to help us change this world, the world around us, that this time of year begins to turn our thoughts towards the holidays. In fact, I had this feeling that in just a few weeks, let's see, what about 8 weeks from now? Maybe not even that long. It'd be closer to maybe four to six weeks, depending on when this airs. You will be preparing your table for Thanksgiving Day dinner. You'll be inviting friends. You'll be gathering children, loved ones around. There will be a beautiful time where you will share food together, and there will be this warmth and this comfort and this presence that. The people that we're trying to help today won't experience on that day. At least they won't if we don't help the Bowery Mission provide that for them that day. We're talking about the great Thanksgiving Day feast at the Bowery Mission and how you can supply a few of the 7,000 meals they need for that day for just $1.59 each. In fact, for a one-time gift of $160, you can provide 100 meals of those 7,000 that they need for that day. If we just had 70 of you that were able to do that, we would be able to supply all 7,000 meals. So would you consider making a gift of $160 to Bowery Mission so that they can feed 7,000 people that will not have a decorated table, that will not have a warm hearth to gather around? They won't have friends and family that are with them. They will have the Bowery Mission trying to provide that for them. But without the Bowery Mission, they would have none of that. Someone who knows a little bit about this is Rafael Lopez, and we're going to get to know his story a little bit better over the next few minutes. Rafael, welcome. Thank you for being with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your story. What brought you to the Bowery Mission?
Well, over the last 7 years, life had gotten into a downward spiral. Divorce, the pandemic. I found out I had cancer, and then homelessness on top of all that. It was a confusing time.
And how did you hear about and who directed you into the direction of the Bowery Mission?
Well, a friend of mine knew about the mission, and so we went there. I spent 3 weeks in their overnight shelter, and from there, eventually I got transferred over to the Bowery Mission.
What's been a challenging part of your life transformation process with the Bowery?
Challenging has been working face-to-face with the public because of the pandemic. You know, we go through the usual, wearing the mask, wearing the gloves. But for me, it's rewarding.
Was the Bowery Mission important to your spiritual walk, your walk with God?
Actually, yes, it was. Since the age of 13, I picked up the Bible for the first time. And what I was constantly doing on a daily basis would be reading the scriptures and allowing God to speak to me through them and speaking to him through prayer. And so at the Bowery Mission, that was easily accessible. It was like an oasis for me.
How are things going in your life now? How would you characterize where you are now?
Completely different than last year. I have steady work. I have a place to stay. There's always food on the table by the grace of God. I spoke to my doctors recently, and they labeled me as no disease detected as far as the cancer goes.
How do you use your story to encourage other people?
Well, you know, I had asked the staff if they had business cards. And what I've been doing is I got those in the mail. And what I'm doing now is I'm walking through the streets. And whenever I encounter someone homeless, I'll share a piece of my story and I'll give them the business card, letting them know that the Bowery Mission does exist and that there is help that is available.
That's great, Raphael.
I wish someone had done that for me back from the beginning, and my friend did. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Bowery Mission exists because it did help me through a very tough time.
It certainly sounds like it, and I'm very moved by your story. Raphael, we're asking listeners to help provide the plates of food that they serve on Thanksgiving Day, and you know firsthand how important it is to be introduced to the Bowery, not to just hear about it, not to just know about it, but to actually go there and experience it. Why would you encourage my listeners to provide those meals for that important feast that day?
Something as simple as a meal is encouraging. It's uplifting. It helps the person that's in the middle of the chaos to know that there is hope.
Encouraging indeed. And friends, this is why I want you to not only take note of Raphael's story, but get involved and be part of the story. When you give a gift to the Bowery Mission, 646-362-3127 is the number. You're providing that same introduction to the same services that his friend showed Raphael by introducing them to the Bowery, giving them that plate of food. You open up a whole new life, and it's one that involves a spiritual component, introducing them to Jesus Christ, letting them know that Jesus loves them and gave his life for them, wants the very best for them. And they do that through the context of receiving a meal that is full of love and warmth and is exquisitely delivered with white linen tablecloth and china and silver and everything else. They set it out. They make it a special feast for that person that day as they are encountering them where they are in life. And hopefully they can bring Jesus to encounter them and intersect in their life as well. Here's that phone number, 646-362-3127. $160 will give 100 meals. We need a total of 70 of you to make that commitment, or some multiple of it. If you do 320, you can provide 200 meals. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Please call right now and be as generous as you can. A $1,600 gift, by the way, would supply 1,000 meals. We had a few people do that last year, but they'll need 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Can you help right now? 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, or give online at WMCA.com. All right, Kevin McCullough, as we continue to talk about Bowery, so thankful for those of you listening, but I wanted to let you know that our management here at WMCA is getting even more behind the Bowery Mission. You've heard us talking to the personalities from the mission itself, but our management wants to extend a special invite to businesses to get involved with Bowery's good work. You may know we're partnering with them for the 142nd Thanksgiving Day celebration. It's going to provide meals to men, women, and children from New York City that have nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving Day. With your help, we can open the door to recovery and renewed hope to all of our neighbors in need based on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we wrap up our WMCA campaign in the days to come, management wanted me to let you know, if you're a business owner, we've got a special opportunity for you. Make a tax-deductible donation of $1,000 or more to the Bowery Mission, and we'll match your donation with two times its value in radio advertising. Give our ministry director, Laura Schaefer, a call at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639. 9639, or you can email her directly at laura@nycradio.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Have you heard his attack ads? Phil Murphy's lying about me again. I would too if I had his record. I'm Jack Cittarelli. Phil Murphy's failed us at every turn. He told us he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. He wasn't kidding. Phil Murphy increased state spending $11 billion. Are you any better off today than you were 4 years ago? Murphy's about to raise taxes on businesses who barely survived a shutdown, and the rest of the country is lapping us in economic recovery. The lines at motor vehicles are a joke. Crime is raging, with murders and gun violence up 40%. And he tried to ban cops from notifying parents if their kids are caught with drugs or alcohol. Who does that? And while New Jersey has the highest property tax in the nation, Phil Murphy says if taxes are your issue, then we're probably not your state? Come on, Phil. With a record like that, no wonder you want to change the subject.
New Jersey can do better. With Jack Cittarelli as governor, we will. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 427, Somerville, New Jersey.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Attention! Do you own a term life insurance policy? If so, you might be able to convert all or part of your term life policy to a permanent plan that could give you level premiums for life without any health questions or medical exam. It's easy to see if you are eligible, and our consultation is free. Just call the Life Quotes Helpline at 800-410-0668. Rates on term life insurance stay low for only a certain period of time. Then they skyrocket up. Conversion is a feature found in most term life policies. Conversion gives you the right to convert your term life plan into a more permanent plan of insurance with level premiums without any medical questions. Call the Life Quotes Help Center now at 800-410-0668. That's 800-410-0668.
Why are cash out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once in a lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think. So it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970 and Sister Jean will pray for you.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and we are once again partnering with the Bowery Mission to help feed hungry people on Thanksgiving Day. In fact, there's a goal for Thanksgiving Day to stock a pantry so that they can serve up to 7,000 meals. 7,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day. And between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day, more than 80,000 meals will be served in this all-important, crucial time of year where the Bowery Mission serves as big a need as it ever does year long. And back with me is James Macklin, who I don't think I ever actually have ever known his official title at the Bowery Mission. I know they give him one, but he's just Mr. Bowery Mission, as far as I can tell. He's the face. He's the hug. He's the warm word of encouragement. He'll greet you at the door. He'll serve you a plate of food. He'll make sure that everything that you experience when you're there. And then he'll go tell his stories about what the Bowery Mission is doing all over the world. And it's great to have him back with us. James, always look forward to my chance to visit with you. Thank you so much for being here. Let me ask
you.
You got it. Let me ask you. You've been at Bowery a little while now. Reflect on your time there. Not only as you received services, first of all, in the residential program, but even today where you're in charge of the outreach and you're working on so many different levels and fronts. In that reflection, what have you seen change in the way the Bowery Mission serves New Yorkers over the years?
Well, nothing has really changed, Kelvin. It's that the COVID has made us do things a little differently. You know, we haven't had chapel services in about a year and almost a half, I guess. We're trying to restart that. But it's just a scary type situation, you know. No one is coming on the inside to sit down for a hot meal like normally. But we're still getting it done, and people are supporting us as we do this. We're giving out bag lunches and breakfasts and coffee and showers and all that type of stuff. But COVID has really thrown us for a loop.
Yeah.
Well, other organizations like this.
It's my understanding that for Thanksgiving this year, you're going to have the opportunity to return indoors for the first time. And I just imagine how that's going to feel. Being able to serve those meals and sit with people at tables again and give them that plate of food. What do you envision the day being like?
You gave me a shot in the arm. You told me something that no one said to me. I'm so happy to hear that we're going to do that again. What a magnificent thing to do. People need us. I tell you, we need them.
Friends, if you want to catch some of the vision for yourself as to what the Bowery is doing, I would really strongly encourage you to call them and give a gift right now, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. James, I've said it over and over again, and you've heard me say it over the years, that plate of food is the first introduction to Jesus for many people. Describe
That's right.
Describe the plate of food. Describe the process of the tablecloth and the silver and really the picture that Bowery intends to give to that client when they come in.
The picture is love, showing you dignity and respect, and most of all, teaching you that you are one of God's creation. And we are here to display His love to you in all that we do.
And that's why it's a big, beautiful plate of china, and it's got turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, and there's homemade pumpkin pie, and there's rolls, and there's real silverware, and there's, you know, actual, it's none of this disposable throwaway stuff. Your gift of $1.59 supplies that plate of food. Your gift of $160 supplies 100 of the 7,000 meals that they need. And if you wanted to do something really ambitious, $1,600 would supply 1,000 of the 7,000 meals. You could do that as well. But, friends, we need you to do this. We do this every year, and the pantry fills along as we go, and hopefully we have it packed to the brim so that they can begin those ovens the week before Thanksgiving. Cook 24 hours a day, round the clock, to make sure they have all the food prepared and then be able to love people Thanksgiving Day and beyond. Like I said, 80,000 meals up until New Year's Day, just between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, 80,000 meals anticipated throughout the universe that is the Bowery Mission. James Macklin, Director of Outreach, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you and your heart and what you've done for all these years. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being you, Kevin. And it's always a pleasure being with you.
Amen. All right. Again, that phone number, 646-362-3127 or online at WMCA.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is What's Right, What's Left, unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
The International Christian School has moved to a new location in Diker Heights, Brooklyn, to a brand new, recently completed state-of-the-art facility. They are now located at 670 92nd Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11228. The International Christian School prepares students for the world, not just protects them from it. They seek to equip them with the knowledge they need to navigate today's world. Since all truth is God's truth, the International Christian School prepares students for the complexities that Christians face today and teaches them to engage with the world, to love God and neighbor. The International Christian School in Brooklyn offers affordable tuition rates for students in 3-year-old pre-K to 12th grade. Students are mentored in a gospel-centered atmosphere by caring staff who demonstrate biblical grace in students' daily lives. For more information, visit internationalchristianschool.org or call 718-436-8924. That's 718-436-8924.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, as the fall has set in upon us here in the middle of the fall season, we are so glad to have you with us as we prepare, as we do each year, to try to help our friends at the Bowery Mission prep their kitchen and get ready for their big, huge Thanksgiving feast. Now, why do we set up this Thanksgiving feast? Because around Thanksgiving weekend, Bowery Mission is going to have upwards of 7,000 to 10,000 meals that they're going to need to serve just on Thanksgiving Day and the day after. I mean, just those 2 days alone, it's going to be so. There's going to be so many people that they're going to need to feed. And it is our joy each year to kind of stock the pantry, if you will. Picture a threadbare pantry right now, not an ounce of food in it. We've got to fill it with all the cranberry and all the sweet potatoes and all the turkey and all the stuffing and all the pumpkin pie and all the stuff we've got to have for that big Thanksgiving Day dinner, because that Thanksgiving Day dinner plate of food is a lifeline of hope to the people that Bowery Mission serves on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving week, throughout the entire holiday season. They'll serve upwards of 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. And so they need our help just for the Thanksgiving weekend to do about 8,000 of those meals. And here to discuss this is someone that is really going to shed some light on it for us. Susan Guzman is going to tell her story and what it means. Susan, welcome. It's such an honor to have you on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission.
It's a pleasure. It's my pleasure, and I feel truly humbled to be talking with you and with everyone. Thank you for having me.
You've got it. So let me ask you, what does that plate of food mean to the person that gets it on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, my gosh, Kevin. It actually sustains them. They really count on us for this day, for every day. It's a comfort for them. And it's a way that they feel dignity when they have that meal, when they're looking at that meal. And they know that they can count on the Bowery for that meal, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. And Thanksgiving is an extremely special time.
Susan, tell me your story. How did you get connected with Bowery?
You know, I am a New Yorker, and I've always known about the Bowery. And I actually always contributed myself. And then I took my mission group, my teenage mission group, to the Bowery to do a mission weekend for Thanksgiving. And we do, our church always did a turkey collection. We collected over 100 turkeys to send to the mission. And I had come on the weekend, and the minute I stepped into the kitchen and I stepped onto the grounds of the Bowery, I knew I needed to work here. Huh. I saw the need out there, and it was just an overwhelming feeling that this is where I needed to be, and yeah, this is what I needed to be doing. And here I am.
The Bowery Mission has not closed its doors. It's been open 100-plus years. And, in fact, when you combine the New York City Rescue Mission and the Goodwill Rescue Mission in Newark and Bowery, all of them under the Bowery umbrella, you're talking about closing in on 300 years of service to the New York tri-state area in terms of mission work. And that is what the legacy of the Bowery Mission continues on with to this day. And friends, that's why we're asking you to give a gift. 646-362-3127. $1.59 supplies that plate of food. And friends, $160. Think about this. $160 will provide 100 meals. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. If you're calling after hours, leave your name and phone number, and the Bowery Mission will call you back. There's a little bit of magic in the preparation of Thanksgiving at the Bowery Mission. Can you describe kind of the mood and the atmosphere that exists when Bowery Mission gets ready for Thanksgiving?
Kevin, let me tell you, it is the most exciting time of the year to be here. It is so wonderful. We are truly preparing for a feast. We want to make them feel like they are sitting with family. And there isn't one person in this building, or even our volunteers as they enter in here, that don't become excited, that aren't excited for the day and leading up to the day. It truly is a wonderful time of the year for us here. And that everyone's focus is to make any community member that sits with us feel like they are with family and that they are receiving the Thanksgiving feast they deserve.
Yeah. Okay, real quickly, what does it mean to you and the rest of the staff, if you've talked about it, that you're going to be able to use your indoor dining room this year and bring people back into the normal kind of mission operation during the cold weather?
We are. That is something else we're planning on every single day, where our main priority is to bring everyone in, and we are focused on getting them inside before the cold weather begins. And, of course, we are preparing. We want them to come inside. We're taking a look at the safest way to do it and to make sure that we can feed everyone in a safe and friendly environment the way we have been able to do in the past. we are focused on having that. We don't have a specific date yet, but it's coming very soon.
All right, friends, help make Thanksgiving Day and the entire holiday season at Bowery Mission even more meaningful by helping to supply some food. We're trying to fill up the pantry, and $1.59 supplies one meal that they will then serve for Thanksgiving Day. And friends, you think of $1.59, you think of the value meal on the McDonald's drive-thru menu. This is nothing like that. For $1.59, you are giving them a home-baked turkey with potatoes, green beans, cranberry sauce, the works, some pumpkin pie, linen tablecloth, silver, good plates. They are going all out to make every one of the clients at the Bowery Mission feel special, because those conversations that they have around that dinner table turn into questions like, well, why would you help us when we can't help ourselves? And they get to, in that moment, begin to tell them about the love of Jesus. And it just brings about an entirely new possibility for that particular person, no matter what their struggles are. So call right now. We need as many of you as you can. Go to the phone. Give $160. That's 100 meals right now. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. You can also give online at WMCA.com. And click the Bowery banner at the top of the homepage. I'm Kevin McCullough. Keep listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3 The Mission as we seek to feed New York with the Bowery Mission this Thanksgiving. All right, Kevin McCullough, as we continue to talk about Bowery, so thankful for those of you listening, but I wanted to let you know that our management here at WMCA is getting even more behind the Bowery Mission. You've heard us talking to the personalities from the mission itself, but our management wants to extend a special invite to businesses to get involved with Bowery's good work. You may know we're partnering with them for the 142nd Thanksgiving Day celebration. It's going to provide meals to men, women, and children from New York City that have nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving Day. With your help, we can open the door to recovery and renewed hope to all of our neighbors in need based on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we wrap up our WMCA campaign in the days to come, management wanted me to let you know, if you're a business owner, we've got a special opportunity for you. Make a tax-deductible donation of $1,000 or more to the Bowery Mission, and we'll match your donation with two times its value in radio advertising. Give our ministry director, Laura Schaefer, a call at 212-857-9639. That's 212-857-9639, or you can email her directly at laura@nycradio.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where families grow.
Home is where dreams are born.
At Fellowship Home Loans, these are not slogans. They are fundamentals of why we're here. They're the foundation of all we do.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAFE. That's 800-804-7283. And let's talk about ways we can help your dreams come true.
A new home purchase, refinancing, shortening the term, or to talk options, we welcome a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283.
Home is where we are revived, refreshed, and renewed. Home is our middle name.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes. Cannot stress enough how important it is that we get this pantry filled today. Today, tomorrow, however long it takes us. We need to get all 7,000 of those meals stocked in that pantry. That's going to be a ton of turkeys. I officially measured. It's about a ton and a half, something like that. I'm kidding. But it's going to be even more potatoes. It's going to require a whole mesa. And that's a technical southern term. See, I grew up in the South. A mesa of green beans. It's going to require two or three of those. And we're going to need, plenty of pumpkin pie, plenty of cranberry sauce, plenty of gravy. And to be able to provide all of that for one person on Thanksgiving Day for $1.59 is really remarkable. Because I would beg of you, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving and you go and you do the Stop and Shop or the Whole Foods or the wherever you go and you get it. I mean, you're going to spend for a family of 5 to 8 people, something like that. You're going to spend $130 to $180 somewhere in there to get, the basic Thanksgiving Day meal put together. And even that's a good value for that many people. I mean, and it's depending on where you get it, it's probably really tasty and saves you a lot of time. But for that same amount of money, $160, you could provide 100 meals. You could provide Thanksgiving dinner for 100 people. And, I kind of think of it like if you just tack that onto your budget and say, okay, we're going to serve our family for this amount, and then we're going to put this amount towards Bowery. You can think of that as additional people that you're entertaining and feeding for the actual holiday. And then you can spend part of Thanksgiving Day praying for them. Because as you've been hearing, the work just begins when they get there on Thanksgiving. That they're just starting through the process of becoming familiar with the person, getting them enrolled in the program, et cetera. So my beg of you would be, please consider doing 100 meals. There are 7,000 meals needed. That's 70 of you doing 100 meals, maybe 35 of you doing 200 meals. Which that's not even that bad. That's $320. There's still be people that will spend that much, all Thanksgiving weekend. But here's the real need. Bowery is going to try to feed 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. Now, can you imagine making that much food to feed that many people? But that's what the demand is going to be because of the weather, because of the time of year, the season, and all the problems that we have as a city. This is why our one time a year when we do something for New York expressly, we get really excited about it. And I hope that you will jump on board. Here's the phone number, 646-362-3127. If you call during business hours, they'll answer it live. 646-362-3127. If you have to leave a message, say, please call me back. I want to give a gift to the Bowery. They will call you back. 646-362-3127 if you call after hours. But you can also give online. Just go to WMCA.com and click the Bowery button. WMCA.com and click the Bowery button or call 646-362-3127. All right, more stories tomorrow. We're going to get this done, folks. Come on, let's do it together. Kevin McCullough, talk to you then.